Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. God bless you. Welcome again. This is Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole, and we're so thankful to have you and you being with us again. Amen. On Doctrine of Truth, we always have a desire, Doctrine of Truth, to bring you to grassroots level of information. All the listeners are calling in and share their biblical experience that we can grow thereby. And with the subject we're discussing, amen, is don't let your money control you. Don't let your money control you. Father, we thank you right now for this broadcast, and we ask you, Lord, you say where two or three come together in your name, there you be in the midst. And we pray, we're asking you, O God, through your Holy Spirit, to be with us and join us and guide us through, amen, this time of prayer, this time of searching the Scriptures. You said that we should study to show ourselves approved unto God, workmen needeth not be ashamed. And Lord, we're asking you to touch the hearts and minds of men, O Lord, as they're listening and they touch their heart to remind them to call in. And Lord, we're praying that those that are young in Christ, those that are starting out, will grab hold to the biblical truths. And this we ask in Jesus the Christ we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you again. This is Doctrine of the Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. And we are here, those of you that have been calling in the first time, and as always, and what we normally do is when you call in, press 1 on your phone, and we will call out your area code and the last 4 digits, and not your name. You can give your name if you desire to do so, because these broadcasts are being used for study, amen, from time to time, again, being referenced to help those to grow in Christ. Amen. We are not able to give you a certificate or any kind of credit, amen, for the broadcast, amen, and you. But we're hoping and praying, amen, that it be used to give you some foundational information, amen, that will help you in your walk with Christ in this world. Amen. So call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. Always remember, you can share your biblical experience, amen, but try not to get too personal, amen, that we are, and we will not call names of people that offended us, or we're trying to defend or belittle anyone. We're just here, amen, to listen, and we're just here to help, be helpers one to another in Christ Jesus. Those of you who are listening by computer and those who would like to go back, amen, later on to view these broadcasts, amen, over the last 3 years, you can go to www.jciministries.org and you can click on media, amen. You can go to our, that'll take you to our website, and during our website, if you like us on Facebook, on Sundays, we do youth streaming, amen, as well. On Thursday nights, we're here. But you can also, if you go to the bottom of the page, if you'd like to support this broadcast, you can do so. Just click on donation and follow instruction. As well as, you can go to Doctrine of Truth like you're doing now. Many of you, amen, on the computer, and hit Blog Talk Radio / Doctrine of Truth, Bishop Poole, and it will take you through all the different programs and subjects that you can listen to all day, any day, amen, to be at your pleasure, amen. We thank God for you again and again, and our prayers go out to all those that are facing this storm, amen, that's going through the land. This is not the end. Amen. The world have its seasons. God has set up many things, and God himself has mentioned concerning the things that will come upon the land. What we are working to try to be on a grassroots level, on a cutting edge, whereby we can see some things, and it would be a great help in plan and preparation of situation and disasters that's coming forth like they are now, amen, in these last days, amen. We refer to the last days because Jesus is coming back. He's coming back for the church. He's coming back for his believers. And we all those have accepted Christ. We have a hope. We have a hope that things are not going to get better, but we have a better place to go. Amen. God is in control. He does what he wants to do. Amen. And like these storms and rains that come up, man think he's in control, but Mother Nature say, no, not yet. You're not in control. Certain things man can control, but he cannot control the sea, the wind, the water, and the fire. Amen. God has all of that in his hands. And we believe in the living God, the creator of all mankind. We believe in, amen, the God that created the sun, the moon, the stars, amen, the fish, the trees. We believe that he created everything. That's the God we believe in, God, the creator God. And he also, we believe that God sent his son, amen, his only begotten son, and made it easier for man to accept him because of the fact he didn't do any wrong. He wasn't caught in this whole situation voluntarily. He was deceived. He was tricked. Amen. And so God allowed us what we call, and he called grace. Amen. He gave us a chance. Amen. We make mistakes, and he forgive us. Amen. That's what forgiveness is about. Amen. Once you ask Christ for forgiveness, amen, your prayers, your comments, if it's come from your heart, it goes straight to heaven, and it comes back down to earth to you. It's confirmation in your heart and mind. We're here on different broadcasts and programs. God has his people sending out messengers and to encourage you, ensure you, amen, that he's still alive. He's still alive, amen, and that he's with you always. And that scripture Jesus read there means more than any type of money that we can talk about. We're talking about don't let your money control you, amen, and money is just an exchange, amen. But when Jesus, amen, made a statement in the book of Matthews, amen, we're going to read that in the beginning of this broadcast, and then we want to go forward here, Matthews 28, amen. And Jesus, 18 verse, and Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, you know, after his 12, and he rose up, and he told them, all power was given to me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things, not one or two or three, all things whatsoever I commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, not always, but always, even to the end of the world. I am with you, amen. And you find out when you become in Christ, amen, that life mean more than things. Life mean more than things. God wants us to have things. Amen. He wants us to have things because if you read it right in Revelation, amen, we're going to heaven, to a new heaven and a new earth. And it talks about, amen, in the heaven and earth, it talks about golden streets and, amen, and mansions and pearls. Amen. So God wants us to have things. He may go on to make a better place for us to live. Amen. But this area here and this earth has gotten corrupted, and he have left teaching how to get through this world, how to get through this world and be victorious, and to be victorious. What we want to observe now is don't let your money, amen, is a form of exchanging to get what you need in life. Amen. You almost can't do anything without it. And we want to give you some observant pertaining to money, and we want to let you know how many scriptures, not only from the Old Testament, from the New Testament, amen, talks about money. And, you know, I always like to say the different type of Bibles. The Bible is always under attack. Always, you should always observe what type of scriptures or Bibles that you have. Since we are Christians, we should always remember you always being students. You always studying the scripture. You always searching the scriptures. Amen. And you should search back and see when the first translation, and try to get the first translation, the popular, then work from there on. Amen. As you grow in Christ. And always hear me talk about, listen, you know, the King James Version. You know, we got American Standard. We got the Amplified Bible. We got the New International Bible. You know, the Open Bible. You know, get your Bible dictionary. Amen. Get your concordance. Amen. And study. Study. And then you go to church, a Bible-believing church. Amen. And out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, with the man of God, and out of bound for two or three witnesses, that the Holy Spirit begin to work with us and work with you pertaining to the Word of God. The Word of God. And you can get the revelation pertaining to the Word of God and how God, amen, he moved on men. He moved on men, and they wrote the Word. Amen. Holy men. The holy men writ the Word of God. Amen. So it's important. Amen. The Bible said that this, 2 Timothy, Paul was telling Timothy, a young pastor, studied it 2 Timothy 2 and 15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman need him not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen. So we wanted to lay a little foundation there as we constantly move on. And Paul said in 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, and reading out of the King James, all scriptures are given under the inspiration of God, and is profitable for all, for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished in all good works. That's 2 Timothy, 3rd chapter, and 16-17 verse. And while you hear me many times read out of King James, because through my traveling in parts of the world, I found that the King James is commonly read. You can be safe there. If you're a missionary or pastor and you move around a lot, and translations in different churches, you can be very comfortable there using that translation. From some scriptures here pertaining to credit. How many different scriptures? You know, the Old Testament, Paul has said that it is our schoolmaster. It gives the foundation. And I'm not going to be able to give all the scriptures verbatim as I go down, but I will be just give you the highlight of how many pertaining to the Bible and how many parables Jesus said. Jesus spoke on, in the New Testament, he spoke on 9 different parables pertaining to money. He spoke on 9 different parables pertaining to money. Now, the Old Testament about borrowing money, the scriptures pertaining to borrowing money, we have 7 scriptures pertaining to borrowing money. You find that Nehemiah 5:2-5 said the Jews borrowed from Jews. Amen. And Deuteronomy 28:43-45, and God was saying, do not do not disobey God and become a borrower. If you disobey God, you become a borrower. In Deuteronomy, in the 20th chapter of Deuteronomy. So you got seven scriptures pertaining to borrowing. Now we're going into lending. You have 14 scriptures pertaining to lending in the Bible. And you find one in the New Testament, Luke 34 and 35. They lend, accepting nothing. Lending and accepting nothing. But you also have 13 more that come from Deuteronomy, Exodus, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Habakkuk. So you got 14 scriptures in all dealing with lending. Lending. You say, why I'm taking time and going through this? Because the enemy fights you when you're having problems and situations, when you're coming out of Christ, when you're coming out of the world, coming into Christ. You know, it takes a little time to some of us to restore our credit, to restore our livelihood, restore life. And you need to know, you might have to use, you might have to borrow it, and you might have to lend to your brother and sister. Exodus 22 and 25 say, lend to brothers without interest. That's one of the 14. All right, now interest, now we just finished borrowing scriptures, lending scriptures. Now interest, we're talking about interest now. You have 11 scriptures pertaining to interest, 11 scriptures. And we'll look at Proverbs 28 and 8. It says, wrong to lend at interest. Wrong to lend at interest. And Ezekiel 18 and 7 say, godly return pledge. All right? So we have 11 in there. We have 11 in there. Amen. And possibly maybe through the program, maybe I read them all off because it will be recorded that you can go back and study these different scriptures. Or now, usury is interesting. Usury is spoken of in the Bible. You have 16 scriptures pertaining to usury. Now, usury is a high form of rate of interest. It's like being a loan shark. You know, it's abnormal interest that you're charging. And the Bible speaks against that. It says, do not charge a brother usury. Amen. Do not charge a brother usury. As well as you find the word Surety, amen. It's like a co-signer dealing with collateral. And you find that do not keep poor man pledge, return to a pledge, surety for Benjamin. You find that in Genesis 44 and 32. In Proverbs 28 and 8, God talk about usury will revert to God. In other words, that if you're going to get involved in usury, and you know we might have some form of that today, amen. High credit cards, and I know that many pastors and many leaders have signed themselves for a loan and the house and the cars, amen. Then they had to do high interest rate. On top of it, amen, and got themselves in a bind. Many of the saints themselves find themselves in a high rate of usury, amen. And it happens. The Bible speaks of it. It happens. So we have 16 scriptures pertaining to usury. 16 scriptures. The usury, amen, and surety. And surety, amen. Paying debt, we have 11 scriptures pertaining to paying debt. We find that in 2 Kings 4 and 7, Elijah paid the widow's debt. Amen. In Romans 13 and 8, they do not be left owing. Amen. Colossians 2 and 14, cancel debts. Philemon 18 and 19, Paul offered to pay debts. Amen. So you have 11 chapters there, and scriptures, I mean 11 scriptures, I'm sorry. And also you have Jesus did 9 parables. Jesus did 9 parables pertaining to money. So God knows about money. And that's one of the efforts here that we're working to. God knows about money. Jesus, amen, spoke on parables pertaining to money, amen, about the talents. In the book of Matthew, he spoke about talents, amen. He spoke about the two debtors and the unjust judge, amen, the lost coins. So Jesus knew, because he is the Word of God, he is God himself in the flesh. And if those saints, if those of you have gotten yourself, and when you come into Christ and you starting out afresh, are you working to get yourself, amen, untangled from the world, amen, to free yourself, free your life up, because debt does, and you might be attacked by other forms of unlearned brethren, amen. They don't know the scriptures as well, and that's what the enemy come after you. He come after you. That's what he did Eve. He came after Eve in the garden and said, you know, God surely didn't say this. Everybody have their interpretation. Everybody think they have God in a corner. They know everything. Amen. But there's so many brethren, the apostles, written the Bible, and the Holy Spirit used them to write what he told them to write. So if you need to borrow money, amen, or you want to hear some scriptures pertaining to lending, about interest, yes, sometimes we will get into a lot of interest, amen. When I was coming up, amen, way back in the 60s, it was all I knew was a pawn shop, amen. Now they got many more things today pertaining, but it does, if you need that type of help, it's better than going out there robbing and shooting and stealing from other people, amen. Ask God to show you and help you. If somebody was able to stand for you on a debt, amen, pay your debt, amen. You find yourself in these areas, let us talk about it tonight, amen. But don't be running after things because you feel, let's use this as a test. Once you leave the broadcast, amen, find some way or means, maybe you use a dollar, a quarter, or nickel, or dime, and see what kind of spirit is leading you where you can't solve you can't save money, amen, and you can't pay your taxes or whatever, or you can't pay yourself, you don't want to pay no debt, amen. Lay aside at least a dollar, a quarter. Try to save it up and see if you have to go back and get that and spend it. That means that, you know, the enemy is using some spiritual warfare against you. And this is what it's all about. Amen. Let us work ourselves up out of these spiritual problems here. All right. All right. We're praying that you got enough information there. Amen. And if you want to talk about it, let's bring it up. Amen. That's what we hear in Doctrine of Truth, to talk over things and biblically, that we can iron sharpen irons, that would be a help one to another. You can go to your phones now. Amen. We'll put you in the studio. You can press 1 on your phone. Those that have been for the first time, and our technician will put you in. And when they put you in, we'll just announce your area code and your last 4 digits of the telephone call. And we will not announce your name. If you want to give your name, you don't have to. Amen, but we're just here to be helpers one to another. And if you desire to have some scriptures read from all the information that was given out, we'll be glad to. Amen. God bless you. You're in the studio now. Amen. Let's push 1 on your phone. We're talking about don't let your money control you. Don't let your money control you. When you work, that's yours. God wants you to create. We are creators. Amen. We was born from the Creator. We was made from the Creator himself. He created us. He created human beings before we was born. We weren't born. We was created. He took from the dust. You know how you dust off your stove and dust off your desk? You know, that dust. The farmers call it the topsoil. The topsoil minerals. And he took that. He took it. And he created man. He created man. Amen. And he said it was good and very good. And he loved what he did. Amen. If God didn't love us, amen. Amen. My God, I thank God. God is love. I thank God for him being love. If he didn't love us, I don't even talk about it. Amen. But he loved us. I mean, the real love. He loved us. And the world, you know, we discussed about how much love the world is looking for, all these sites of people trying to find love. Love ruled the world. Amen. So God loved you. He loved you. He wants you to control whatever he put in your hands. Whatever he put in your hands. Amen. All right. Just press one on your phone and maybe we can be of help one to another. Amen. I remember the time. I'll talk a little bit here before you can just put my press on the phone. Amen. The time when I came into Christ, amen, I had to pawn some things. Amen. I had to pawn some things, amen, to get myself up back together. Amen. I lost a lot of things in the world. And amen. Somebody co-signed for me. Amen. And I got two jobs to start working my way out of debt. Amen. I really hadn't really come into Christ, but I knew Lord was dealing with me, but I had to change my life. We had changed my life. So I pawned some things, and some people co-signed for me. Amen. And so I had to use these high forms of usury. Amen. Borrowed money. Amen. So, but don't let the enemy tell you it's wrong to borrow money. Amen. It's wrong, amen, to lend to help a brother out, help a sister out, amen. If you're able, and that's a whole different broadcast, if God bless you, he wants you to help others, amen. Abraham, God bless Abraham that he can be a blessing to others, amen. God done put it all in your hand and you just hoard it up, don't want to share with nobody. Amen. And that's Satan doctrine. That's what got him evicted out of heaven. Coming down here, stealing all the gold and silver, hauling it up, running back and forth. Ezekiel 28, he was talking about how Lucifer, son of the morning, he's running back and forth from heaven to earth, just hiding stuff and holding up stuff. And God saw him. He said, "Oh, you covenant cherubim." All right, let's push one on your phone here. Amen. Maybe you want to hear some scriptures about pertaining to debt, pertaining to money. Money is used. Amen. Nothing wrong with money. It's the usage of money. It's the usage. Amen. There's nothing wrong, amen, with a car. It's how you use your car. Amen. How you use things, and if you have a evil way about doing it, and that's why you study the Bible. Christians, you know, until we come into the knowledge of things, and God, that's what mercy of God is about. Amen. God let us know. Amen. You're doing wrong there. It's not God's will, and I always support the model prayer that Jesus gave, because as you go through life rubbing shoulders with all type of people during the run of the day, amen, at work, in the community, amen, in different places, say, "Lord, forgive me of my trespasses as I forgive those that trespass against me, and lead us not into temptation." Amen. I support that. There's a lot in that prayer. All right, we have a caller, area code 305. The last four digits is 4271. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop.
God bless you, Doctor. How you doing?
Yeah, well, he enjoying you tonight. Thank God for
you. God
bless you. Sitting there listening, and things begin to come to me like I never heard them before. And you know the Holy Ghost is a good, he teach a good reasoning. You know, I'm looking at this thing about money,
mm-hmm.
and what dawned on me is why God fills us with his love when we
mm-hmm.
come to Jesus. And he fixes our heart. He gives us his love. And as you speak, as you talk there, I say, oh, that's it. Because money has it has a power second to God's power. That makes
right.
sense, don't it? It has power. It can get your needs met. It can do everything to you but give you life. You can pay for folks trying to give you life, but anyways, if you get too much money, money can lighten your heart. That's why you need the love of God. You see, if you get you can say what you want to say. But if you ain't got no money and you work for it and you sweat for it, you ain't too much want to share that. It's for you go along with the Bible. It's for you and your family. But when God is in you, his love is in you, you cannot deny, you know, helping somebody when it confronts you. And that's the thing about it. See, God gives us, matter of fact, the word says, if without his spirit, you none of heals. You can say what you want to say, but you need the Holy Ghost to help you, give you some control, because there's some great stuff in this world that's not evil, you understand, but it'll cause you to serve it. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you to serve it, and you give your attention to it. But then when he fills your heart with his love, you take that money, you even learn how to save. Ain't that something? I heard you said, take a quarter, you know, and put it away. See, God wants us to be saved, right, but he wants us to be very good stewards, you see. And I'm a firm believer in when you get your paycheck, you don't do like you just want to do. Give God his, you see. If you're going to give it to him, give it to him in a good way. Amen. And then, like my mama told me, pay yourself. If it's nothing
yes,
but a quarter, put it back, put it away so you can't even touch it yourself. You see?
Yes,
honor God with your spending. So I had to look at that thing. I said, God knew how to fix this thing, you know, before there was a man. Isn't that so?
Yes,
because too much. Brother Bishop, if you can pay your bills at all time and get anything you want to get, your heart becomes so light you have no need to really pray. You won't even say thank you. You know what I'm saying? But now if your money runs out, amen,
mm-hmm.
and you know the one who owns all money. Amen. And when you begin to remember, you see, how you have shared. It comes up how you have given. Then, therefore, what? We look to the Lord and what God supplies our need. You see?
All right.
It ain't because your pockets are full, you know. But that's the way it works.
Right.
The love of God calls the shot. So the scripture says if you see your brother in need, you know, and
mm-hmm.
have this world goods and money and other things, and you shut up your bowels of compassion, how dwelleth the love of God in you? So that's what I was thinking about, Bishop. You won't
right.
serve it. You'll control it. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. God bless you as well. Amen. That's a good foundation. Amen. Good thoughts. And you, scripture remind me of what Ecclesiastes 7 and 12. Ecclesiastes 7 and 12 say wisdom is a defense and money is a defense. Amen. But excellent knowledge and wisdom give life to all. Amen. So if you got some funding, amen, you can help yourself. You can help yourself. God bless you. God bless you, man of God. We're always good to have you. Amen. When we put our minds together, the Holy Ghost, amen, illuminate our minds, amen, that we can get more clarity on things. Amen. James talk about, you just quoted James also there. Amen. If your brother, you see him, he's there, he's hungry. Amen. You see, you need clothes. Amen. And you want to say, come in, brother, let me pray for you. And you know he needs the bread. You know he needs something. Amen. And you refuse. You refuse. And like you said, some people never experience. They talk about, amen, Lord God, bless me with this, bless me with that. And they never had the pink tide. I remember a lady, amen, and I know I quote many more, that God blessed them, pay off all the bills, pay off everything. And I mean, it was a big number. Big number.
Yeah.
Amen.
You know, Bishop,
yes,
I thought about a profound truth when we dealing with one another, you know. I don't care if you be whispering, but God comes close, you see, because that's one of his main interests. That's one of what they call a pet peeve, how I treat you. You understand? It's the call of my salvation. How I treat you, you see.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Thank you, man of God. We got another caller. Amen. We're at 352 now. 2614. 352 area code, last four digit 2614. Go right ahead.
God bless you, Bishop. How you doing, sir?
God bless you. Good to have you, sir.
Yes, sir. I really have a question about what you're talking about. Now, you say you're a man that's saved and been saved for many years, and you really love God, and the finances you're getting in is not enough to sustain your home because you're disabled, and you desire to have more. You give, you love people, you love God. And it's still not enough. And you try, you pray to God, and you pray for others, and you'll give if you had, but when you don't. And I know it's better to give than it is to borrow. I know it's better to do that because that's love. Love is giving without return. And but we know when you love, it is going to return because whatever I sow, I'll reap. So what is it that you do to bring one out of that place that they don't have enough, but they desire to have, and they do give, and they do love on people, and they genuine, a genuine man of God. What do an individual do to, besides pray and fast and believe God, what else can a person do to bring one out of the lack state in finances?
All right. It's a very good question. Very good question. Anyone else like to That's what we hear on Blog Talk, that we all can share our experiences. Amen. We'll open up the lines. It's now open. Anyone else like to, you don't have to give your name or direction. Amen. I went through this, and many men and women of God will go through this. Amen. You have to wrestle with it. Amen. But yet it's still. All right, we're going to have another brother come in. Amen. So you stay right there. God bless you. Stay right there with that question. And we're going to go to 954-4169. 954-4169. God bless you. Right ahead.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I'm just getting on, but I heard the brother question what he was asking. When you are one that's doing everything that is required of you do concerning the Lord and you still have lack, I'm sure that there could be multiple answers, but one thing I've noticed when you're in that situation, sometimes that is your test, because mm-hmm. what happened, the greater that God has for you, sometimes you have a consistency in a situation. Like, one of the things is that lack, especially when you give, you bring your tithes and offering to the storehouse, so there be meat in thy house, says the Lord, and see if I will not open up the windows of heaven and pour you out blessings that you don't have room enough to receive. You can bank on that. You say, but why isn't it not happening in my life? And I'm just saying from my own personal point of view. I'm just saying from all, I know it's a test. I know it's, I have no idea what God got in store for me concerning that particular. You remember when, I think it was Paul, that he had a thorn in his flesh, and he prayed three times, and God still didn't remove that thorn in his flesh. And Paul came to the decision, he said his grace was sufficient. And because of that, you know, Paul was, I think it was Apostle Paul, correct me if I'm not right, but my point was this, but he was able to do a greater work because, see, what happened, that kept Paul in a place of humility, doing the work of God, and God was able to use him mightily. So for me, when I find myself in that situation, and I understand that journey because I'm on it myself, I don't, because even though I don't have it or desire it, I don't consider myself that anymore. Because, see, my lack is not based on what I got or do not have. I'm learning what true riches is when I have Christ, when I have the knowledge that he's in control. No matter if I had billions or 1 cent, he's still in charge. And I'm learning to lean on him even greater, due to the fact I can't rely on my money, I can't rely on my job, can't rely on my education, I can't rely on family and friends. But I tell you, I've experienced that my God supplies every one of my needs. I'm not begging, I'm not borrowing, I'm not boasting, I'm not manipulating, but I do know it's a test concerning that I don't make whatever my test is, which is finances, that the root of evil would not be the money in my case. Because why? God has, through this test, has tenderized my heart concerning finances, to what? To be a good steward, to be a giver. I give when I don't have. Why am I trying? No, because I believe in the principles of God's word. I'm a believer no matter what. No matter what the test is, I believe God's word, and he's going to come through at his appointed time. And I'm going to stay faithful, and I will receive what God has for me for this test. But, my brother, like I said, there could be many, many answers to what you asked for, but it might be a test you're going through, and it's up to you whether or not you want to see it through. God bless you.
All right. We have another caller. We have to... many men and women of God, amen, have gone through this. This is nothing new. I mean, Peter said, don't think it's strange that you're the only one. No, no, you're not the only one. She had just so verified that she has been going through that. Amen, many more. But some things we're going to have to look at Amen. We get another caller before I go into this. Amen. Give me another caller. Amen. As the man of God, he stays on the line. Amen. Don't hang up. Just stay right there. Our technician we still have you in the studio, but we'd like to have another caller. Anybody want to talk on? Amen. What do you do? Amen. And here's the question here. I'm not leaning, trying to lead anyone onto it, but you have to understand, amen, we have an enemy, and he's crafty. He's always planning and being skillful about situations. And we are men and women of God. We love everybody. I mean, we just love on everybody. Amen. But sometimes, amen, we have to learn. Amen. And many more out there want God to bless them. God, oh, Lord, I need $1 million. I need this and I need that. And once they get it in their hand, amen, don't forget, you got a thief out there. You got a thief. He looking to steal. And he has means of how to steal, amen, because he's watching you constantly. Amen, he's watching you constantly. All right, can I have another caller? Amen, and we're talking. What do you do? Amen. You're not the only one, caller. You're not the only one. Amen. And you have to learn. We're all learning how to walk this walk when you have plenty. And the issue is, do we have plenty? Amen. I better go into this question because our time is getting ready. Amen. Moving on a little bit. Number one, what I have learned, amen, in this walk with Christ, when God begin to bless you, amen, and the enemy knows, he knows your heart, he knows your mind, and he knows what's going on in your life, amen. He will send people to you. The enemy will send people to you, amen, to confront you, special family, and friends, after you have completed your obligation with the church. Many fight against the church, a church home, but a church home will help you through study eliminate your obligation to Christ, to God, and the church. Tithes and offerings. Do whatever you can. Then after that, amen, you are through with your obligation as far as giving money to the church, and your church doing what it's supposed to do, amen, and offering. Now, as a leader of the church and been through many things, I have people calling, they come up with, you know, they have all these different programs, they have all these charitables, they have all these different programs, and you got to pay your light bill. Well, you paid God, yourself, and you paid your bills. Amen. And whatever's left is yours. Whatever's left is yours, but you have to understand, amen, whatever's left, that's your salary. That's your income. Amen. And while you take that little money, I give you this, take a little small amount of money and put it to the side. Amen. If your spirit keeps pulling you back, that get rid of that money and do that, you can see, amen, it's a spirit, amen, that's dealing with you not to have, like Ecclesiastes, we're talking about Ecclesiastes 7, the money, defend yourself. Amen. So you can only do what you have. Paul said, give according to your several ability. You cannot go above your ability. I'm sorry, you cannot go before your ability. Amen. You cannot give all your oil out of your vessel. You cannot give all the oil out of your vessel. Amen. And the enemy wants your spirit, your home, your family, amen, to always be stressed out. And money will stress out. Marriage can be broken up with money. Amen. Homes, people work 2 and 3 jobs. So the idea, where's the control? Be a good steward of what God requires. Then after all these things come up, you cannot do it. You're not able. So what can we do? We have to find other agencies to help these people. Amen. You're not a millionaire to help the community, your family, your home, your relatives. Amen. You have to lead them to an agency. Teach them, find agency, find help, find ways and means, amen, to lead them to these directions, amen. And that's a form. That can be a form of money. That's a form of money, helping others. But you cannot, first you have to understand, you cannot help everybody through your pocket. You got to help your first self. Paul told Timothy, amen, first, what, help your household. Timothy, you got to help your household first. Then, amen, you got to help your household first. All right, we're going in. We have, I guess we can take 5 more minutes. Amen. Let's push one on your phone here and continue with us some more. Then we're going to go into prayer. Paul told Timothy, listen, Timothy, amen, Timothy, you got to take care of your household first. You can't just help everybody. You just can't go all out. And they know you got a good heart. Oh, my God. Amen. Here come the enemy. We have to accept. You have to accept that. That is one of the common things I always wrestle with and I always pray. Amen. Lord, yes. Yes. If you hit me where I'm able to help somebody, yes. But I have to learn, no. No. You can't help everybody. You have to learn, well, Lord, I thank you. And you'll find out after a while. Amen. The enemy doesn't stop. He'll try another way. All right, we'll take this caller, 305-4271. God bless you.
Brother Bishop, I heard the brother's question.
Yes,
and
sir.
I just thinking on it, and I heard the Lord says integrity. Oftentimes,
all right.
It's, yeah, like the lady said, it's like this is God's way. You understand, of preparing you to meet that need. See, he meets the need. He'll meet the need. See, he know you don't have enough. You see, but anything God do for you is for your development. So that's what I'm looking at here. It's, I don't know the brother, but he is integrity. And see, we are in Christ, and everything you need is in Christ. Sometimes your brother, you understand, next to you have your answer. So you have to sort of like humble yourself sometimes. You see what I'm saying? And not so much put the question out there, but wait on God, and he'll bring it to you. Sometimes he'll give you an idea. You know, sometimes you have to teach you to be a steward so he can put it in your hand, so he can show you. You see, to wind up being a glorious child with your pocket full of money. So that's what I wanted to say.
All right, very good. You hit on something there. Amen. Excuse me. God helped you to create the idea that you had, that he gave you. You know, when we are comfortable, there's so many ways to this question. Amen. Sometimes God needs to stir us up. Get us out of that comfortable position. You can do some things, amen, that you meant to be, amen. And, you know, I felt that because I remember, all right, we can go way back. I don't want to go too far back, amen. But I remember some days, amen, when you, Lord, I said, Lord, I got to think up something now. Help my own self out. And he gave us that. He gave us that. All right, back to the brother, that question, back to you now, 352-2614. Amen. Go right ahead.
Yes, sir. God bless you all. Thank you all for your answers and your input. I really appreciate it. Thank you so very much.
All right. All right. Let's stay on the line. Let's stay on the line, and our technician, you can stay right there. You can still listen. Amen. In about another minute, we're going to go into prayers for those that are, amen. And this is a good question, amen. And I know, amen. I had to deal with this and wrestle with this as being a leader, amen. I remember way back in the 80s, amen, when they had that big gas shortage, amen, and they got laid off. and different things. And I was praying and asked the Lord, I said, Lord, I need this, I need that. And the Holy Spirit told me, he said, lawn maintenance. And I laughed. I said, Lord, lawn maintenance? I've been in engineering school, mechanic school, and insurance, a lot of things. Lord, Lord, I laughed. I said, I did that as a child. And I thought about it. I said, well, God told me. And he told me that. I said, well, you know, I know it was the Holy Spirit. I knew it was him. I can do this with my eyes closed and everything. And make a long story short, amen. And I guess in a month, I had seven men. I had so many contracts. I was stopping people on the road, had a little lawn, say, man, you need some jobs. You need this, you need that. Because I put together all those skills I had learned on the telephone, handing out things. So God knows what's in you. Amen. He knows how to go after it. Amen. To help develop. Because money is spiritual. God wants us to prosper. He wants you to be the head. Amen. He don't want you begging and reaching out. But he wants you to stretch yourself in him and ask him. And he'll tell you, out of mouth of two or three witnesses, he'll tell you and give you confirmation, yes, sir, go do this, go do that. You got the skill to do this and do this. All right, we're praying that it was a wonderful message tonight, a lot of more information. Amen. You can email me. Amen. You can go to our website. Amen. If you want more information about what scriptures, amen, you can go to our website, www.jciministries.org, and click on Senior Bishop. Amen. You can send me an email, or you can go on www.jciministries.org. Amen. And click on media, and you can go back, amen, down, and you can hear these broadcasts again. Amen. We like to have real two short prayers. Amen. If you will, just click on real shortly. Amen. We're getting close now. Our operator is going to shut us off. Amen. We've got about 2 minutes and a half. We need about two good short prayers for those that are listening and going through financial difficulties. Remember, money is a spiritual problem, and the enemy, the lust of the eye, pride of life, amen, and the enemy drives, and he's using that, 666, using that to get to our defense. All right, just press one on your phone, amen. You would like to give a short prayer, amen, as we begin to move on here, amen. All right, we're getting close. Amen. Well, we pray, okay, 954-4169. 954. Go right ahead.
Father God, we thank you tonight for the word that has gone forth. And, Father, we ask that every heart would be uplifted, knowing that, Father God, that you are the source and you're the God of every resource. May you, Lord, strengthen your people's heart during this time of testing, for you have already put it for us to win. Lord, just believe and stand steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in your work. So, Lord, may you bless, Lord God, your people tonight to be encouraged to know that, Lord, you got us, Lord, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. I decree and declare it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you, woman of God. God bless you. One more scripture, one more prayer, one more short prayer. Maybe we can get one in there. Amen. All right, 305-4271. Man of God, go ahead.
Father, we bless your name so much. We thank you for this brother. We ask you, oh God, to fill this vessel. We ask you, oh God, to bless him and keep him. Keep him looking unto you. Help him, oh God, to overcome all obstacles of life. We give your name the praise in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. The Holy Ghost give us scriptures. He give us visions and dreams and prophecy. The Holy Spirit give us visions and dreams and prophecy. For what? Because things are spiritual. Amen. But he give us the way to go in the natural. Amen. We are connected. We're connected to dreams and visions and prophecy. God give us, he wants us to use that. Amen. He give us the prosperity. You're walking on the prosperity, the keys to prosperity. And God got ways to push us into these things. Amen. God bless you. We love you. The next time, Doctrine of Truth, Bishop Poole, God bless you.